Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
No, that's great. That's good. That's nice. Great way to start the show. So this is what I love. People are more interested in me and my reaction about a team you don't care about than your own team. That's how you know your franchise in this city's trash. And I'm so sick of it. It's last night, you get that loser Stoney texting me. Like, bro, just shut up. I don't need to talk to you at this moment in time. Same thing, you come into work. Oh my God, man, can you believe it? Yeah, what? Yeah, I can believe it. Because Dave Gettleman's the Antichrist. Of course I can believe it. I said it the day this guy was hired. So here, I'll give you what you want, right? I'm like the reluctant stripper. I don't want to work that pole, but I'll work it for you. But then I want to focus on the Lions. You know, the team that plays in this town. I don't know what you think my reaction to Daniel Jones is. It's malfeasance. The Giant organization has become the laughingstock of the National Football League. Yes, if you're a Giant fan like myself, you now have a better understanding, more now than ever, what you, Lion fans, went through during Matt Millen. The hopelessness, the despair, the inexplicable decisions, the lack of a direction. And then the outright arrogance of a man who is not qualified to hold the office he has as he burns it to the ground. So yes, if you ever needed me to say I understand the pain you went through, well then here, I now understand. The Giant organization has become a joke. Dave Gettleman was only hired because he would placate to Eli. Because John Mara, who runs this organization, had to have somebody to protect Eli. I don't know what pictures Eli's got of Mara or legends in the Giant organization. But this is all about Eli Manning. That's all this is. There's no other GM in the league who would start Eli Manning right now. None. But you know what the Giants are doing? They didn't want to go out and take Dwayne Haskins because Dwayne Haskins would challenge Eli. They didn't want Sam Darnold or Josh Allen, right? Where they bypassed all these quarterbacks. Why? Frickin' Eli, that's why. And still, you get this arrogant, senile blowhard with that stupid Boston accent of him getting up there and talking about the Kansas City model. Dave Gettleman is a moron. The Kansas City model is that they had Pat Mahomes, that they had a great team. You're not Kansas City, Jack. This team blows. And you just drafted a running back number 2 overall. Now, at number 6, you bypassed a pass rusher when that's what the Giants need to take the 5th-rated quarterback, 6th overall. 5th-rated quarterback, 6th overall. You go to the media and you say you're not going to reach for a quarterback with that stupid accent of yours. You're not going to reach. You talk about value, best available player. That's how you defended the Saquon pick. And a year later, you are the laughingstock of the league because you reached for a quarterback nobody wanted. Nobody. You took Daniel freaking Jones at 6. You bypassed Josh Allen. You bypassed Ed Oliver. It's malfeasance. This guy is the Antichrist. This guy, think about an offseason where you trade Odell Beckham Jr. for peanuts. You let your best safety walk away because you don't want to franchise him and you don't get any compensation. Oh, I know. And you traded the most dominant run-stopping D-tackle in football in Snacks Harrison for a 5th, only to turn around and use the pick you got back for Odell to take his replacement. You stupid son of a... Gah! a homeless guy with a substance abuse problem could do a better job than Dave Gettleman right now. Think about it. Are you rebuilding or are you going for it? Rebuilding, going for it. I don't know, because every move contradicts the previous one. You trade Odell, you sign Golden Tate. You pass on Darnold to draft a running back, you take Daniel Jones. And the best part of all of it, you trade Snacks Harrison, and then you take the pick to go get a guy that you hope and pray could be Snacks Harrison. Oh, and then I know, take draft capital to trade up for a corner, like you're in Super Bowl contention. What? I sound like the Yin-Yang twins. Huh? Huh? Okay. But this is what I'm stuck with. You can't root for this. You can't support this. And here's the laughing stock of it all. This jackass goes up on stage last night and goes, oh, no, I told Eli it's his job. Like he's an extra from The Departed.
he's not happy, Jimmy. He's not happy.
Mother's not coming home for dinner. He sounds like a drunk at the corner of the bar hitting on cougars. How are you, Dolly? Now Daniel Jones is going to ride the bench all year so blessed Eli can play. And here's the best part. The Giants are probably going to extend him. Because this senile, out-of-date, out-of-touch, arrogant blowhard thinks it's 1985. Oh, I went and drafted myself a hog molly. Dude, what are you talking about? The game has moved on. So, yeah, I mean, my football team's dead. I've waited for at least 5 years to get rid of Eli, and now I still haven't got rid of Eli. I passed on multiple Hall of Fame caliber quarterbacks last year, and now I've taken maybe a guy who's a second-round pick, number 6 overall in the draft. Oh, and I know, all the while wasting the best years of Saquon Barkley's career on his rookie contract. By the time Daniel Jones plays, it'll be Barkley's third year. And by the time Daniel Jones might be good, it's time for Saquon to make $20 million a year. Awesome offseason. We'll do again. We'll read again. So, yeah, of course I'm pissed. And, yes, honestly, the person I feel worse for is my dad. My dad actually cares about this crap. Like, deeply. Dave Gettleman has no concept of how to run the draft. Value. Running back number 2 overall, clueless. Openly a liar to the media. And ran out. Here's the best part. They go and take a guy. He didn't even watch him play last year. He didn't watch him play. Oh, yeah, I saw Haskins play in the Big 12 championship game. Excuse me, sir, you're a crazy person, and he played in the Big 10. Good thing you're not running a team. Oh, wait, you are. You are the Antichrist. This is why I don't believe that there's a God. Because if there were, he wouldn't allow this to happen. He wouldn't allow this. This man killed my father. The blood is on your hands, Gettleman. I'm going to invoice him for Big G's casket. He just broke that man's little heart. Didn't watch him play. You know where he watched him play? In an exhibition game at the Senior Bowl. He watched 3 series and said, that's it, I'm in love. No, I know what it is. Here's what it is, Dave. No other team was going to make you the general manager. But all you had to walk in and do is go back to where you were. Go back home. You were a Giants lackey before you went to Carolina and you got bleep canned after 4 years. Players celebrated your professional death. You went back to New York, and as long as you would drink all of Eli's bathwater, you could be a GM again. And now it's just carried on. It's all about Eli. This jackass thinks we can win with Eli. He thinks Eli's still good. I'm going to hire a coach who will play Eli. And I can't draft a rookie. I can't have someone displace Eli. And then when I do, it's going to be a friend of the Manning family. It's going to be Peyton's college QB coach, and it's going to be Eli's college coach, and it's going to be a guy who Archie is friends with, David Cutcliffe. Oh, we've got a guy for you. Here's a scarecrow that nobody wanted out of high school and throws like a little child. Yeah, good luck in MetLife in December against the Eagles when the wind's whipping around. This guy's throwing balloons out there. And they go out and they get a Manning-approved replacement who ain't ready to play. And now Eli can put on his little Stetson and he can get on that little mule he's going to ride on out of town and hold the entire Giant franchise hostage. So, yes, this is my Millen. I've already endured it on ice with Mike Milbury. I'm now enjoying it with football. So here you go. There it is. My football franchise is dead. It's a laughingstock. It's run by a senile, cocky, arrogant nutbag who's also a shill for the Mara family and for the Mannings. And all the while, Archie Manning must be sitting in a library in his house, walls made of rich mahogany, and no lights are on as he calls the shots and runs the Giant organization into the ground. And there's nobody there to check anybody. It's a disgrace. It's a disgrace. The Giants are not the Lions. They actually have won Super Bowls. But guess what? Now the Giants are lower than dirt. Now they are the Lions. They are the Cardinals. They are the Browns pre-Dorsey. We're a disaster. So cool. Go ahead. I'll watch the Lions on Sunday. I don't have a football team. I'm a nomad. Now, I know you don't want to rap about that, so kindly let me just get to the Lions. That's it. I want to talk about the Lions. I don't have anything good to say about the Giants.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.